We're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here in studio with K-State Vice President of Communications and Marketing, Jeff Morris, and K-State Dean of Libraries, Lori Getch. And, you know, there's a lot of displays going on in Hale Library this summer, one of which that I was really wanting to go check out, and apparently there's still a way to check it out, which I'm glad to hear you're telling me over break, is the K-State 1968 display. It was on the fifth floor, I believe.
Right. It's called the Best of Times, the Worst of Times, K-State in 68. And we were just talking, it's 50 years ago that the Nichols gem fire happened. Martin Luther King was here on this campus. Bobby Kennedy was here on this campus. It was really a pivotal year in the country and a pivotal year in Manhattan as well. We reflected what was going on in the nation. We're in the process of working out an arrangement with the Beach Museum where we can relocate the exhibit to the beach. We need to, you know, pull a lot of details together before we can do that, but we hope to get that exhibit moved so it'll still be available for people to see.
Yeah, definitely let me know because I definitely want to check
out
that. And I guess remind us on that exhibit exactly what it encompasses. I imagine a lot of photographs and things of that nature.
It's photographic. It's also documents from the campus at that time, programs from landed lectures that were going on that year, but a lot of photographic information as well as some original documents.
So Robert Kennedy was here that same year that Martin Luther King Jr. also spoke?
I believe so, yes.
Wow. That's amazing. We were just talking over break about just 1968 and some of the documentaries that are out there. There's some new ones that CNN has done. There's one that they did in the past with their decades documentaries that's just fascinating. And what a fascinating year. And I think that's probably the strength of the K-State in 68 document or exhibit that the library's has and hopefully will be at Beach Museum is that you can really look at just K-State, and it really is just kind of a microcosm for the whole country at that year.
Exactly. We had student protests here just like they did elsewhere in the country, and a lot of action related to voting rights and the racial crisis that was going on. So it very much reflects the nation.
Hopefully some lessons learned, or I don't know, sometimes you look at the headlines and think we're still learning.
One lesson we learned, we guarantee it will not take as long to rebuild the library as it took to rebuild Hale. I mean,
Nichols.
How long did that rebuild take?
I'm not exactly sure, but it was a long time, and it sat there empty for a long time, and we learned a lesson that you need to act on this stuff and get moving, and so we love where Nichols is today. And it took a lot of renovation, and we're hoping that when we look down in a shorter time than we estimate, that the library will be back and operational too.
And Jeff, you were describing during break just the odd feeling when you walk through Hale Library after the fact. And if you just kind of want to retell some of that.
Well, it's kind of eerie because, as we said, there's not lighting in there. So you're looking at it from a different perspective. You go in there and Hale's, well lit. Well, it's really been a beautiful space. And then you go through and you suddenly see that there's it's dark. It's kind of got a wet odor. You don't see, the lighting is not great anywhere. And so these people that are working right now, Belfour are doing this really basically on temporary power. So part of the challenge is getting power back to the building. So they've got to go through and make sure behind all the walls that the conduits aren't wet and make sure that everything is safe before they decide to power the building back up. So that's one of the big challenges we face right now. But it will be different once they get lights in there, and it'll kind of bring some more life back in. So everything we do right now is adding another step of life to the building. And so when you first went through there, and I didn't go through when Lori did when it was filled with water, but we went through a few days later, and it was already starting to heal a little bit, but it's just such a different space when you'd walk in there, and it's filled with people and energy, and we're hoping to get back to that.
And that's such a good point on the issues with power. When you have that much water damage, it's not like you can just flip. You don't want to flip that switch right back on. I mean, and there's a lot of space. Lori, I think you were saying over break that the square footage of Hale.
Yeah, square footage of Hale is 550,000 square feet. So it's a lot of real estate, a lot of territory to cover, a lot of light fixtures that have water still inside of them.
Outlets.
And outlets, I mean, and everything. It's really a monumental task just to go through and check the electrical system.
And you were saying 9 football fields?
It's the equivalent of 9 football fields, yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Here in studio with K-State Vice President Communications and Marketing Jeff Morris and K-State Dean of Libraries Lori Getch, we have about a little less than 4 minutes left in the program. If you do want to get in some questions, comments, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And maybe let's just recap a little bit on some of the latest information that we had at the top of the hour in case people are just joining us. Jeff, you're talking about a lot of the IT systems are back online.
Yes, they called this morning, in fact, just before we came on the air, and said that they've green-lighted the systems. So like CASIS, our student system, DARS, our enrollment system, all these systems are being brought back online and they're up and running. People were able to access their shared files, were able to use the listserv to communicate, and a lot of the everyday tools we have are bringing back online. So hats off to our folks who've really worked hard. They have not had a day off since the fire to get this back and running, and we're very grateful of their hard work. It's like Lori's folks, too. You know, sometimes we forget the people side of this equation, but we've had a lot of quiet heroism going on in the background as people work to keep us operational. We still have students coming to class. We still have visitors coming to campus. Boys State starts this week. We've had FFA and 4-H, and all these things are going on. And so it's not business as usual. We still are conducting business, and maybe in an unusual fashion sometimes, but I want to say hats off to the folks at K-State who've really stepped up and carried the load on this.
Very good. Very well said. And again, just timeline on things. We're still figuring out the insurance issues, still figuring out damage. You're still thinking probably a month or so before we find out exactly the damage because they're still going through inventorying everything.
Probably at least 30 days is what they tell us. And I don't know if that's 30 days from when, but it's going to be 30 days out at some point, and they'll come back with reports. And these people that are doing this are very experienced, and this is what they do. So they have a very defined protocol, and they'll go through the checklist, and then we'll have the answers.
And with this, as we were saying before, that there was already some plans for innovation to get started with the library, especially on the first floor, about a $6.5 million project. Of course, now there's going to be a lot more innovation. With that, with these sort of opportunities, does this kind of allow for opportunities to maybe think about doing some things that maybe were just going to be on the back burner for a while, but now with this and having to do so much renovation, is there some things maybe down the line that we're looking at for Hale that could be new?
I think so. You know, I use the term opportunity, and it's kind of hard to think sometimes in a crisis about what comes next, but there is opportunity in crisis, and if you don't take that, you're losing out on a chance to do some things differently. So I think we're really getting ready to have that conversation about what does the 21st century Hale Library look like? What would we do differently? How would we arrange our services and our collections? What new things do we want to implement that we haven't had a chance to do because of resources or because of the confines of our space? And so I think we have a chance to really rethink the library and how it serves the community.
Oh, exciting. And again, just a bad situation, but this is a community that comes together in bad situations, and I think we'll make the best of it. So thanks again so much for coming in and updating us. We'll have you on again. We'll probably be doing some updates for a while, especially for the rest of the summer. K-State Vice President of Communications and Marketing, Jeff Morris. K-State Dean of Libraries, Lori Getch. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
Tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, it's a peek at the Manhattan City agenda with Mayor Linda Morris and City Manager Ron Fear.
K-State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for.